PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Oh, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay. Then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words adhesive and precious. Ah, the Botsford House, a peaceful, loving home where brother and sister, Becky and DJ Botsford, always play nice.
Pretty Princess Magic Pony Power Hour!
Real-life shark wrestlers!
Okay, they're fighting.
Pretty Princess!
Shark wrestlers!
Princess!
Shark... Whoa! Oh, no.
Mom's precious figurine!
The glass snowman!
Penguin.
Huh.
When Mom gets home, we'll be grounded for life.
And in local news, a big congratulations to Stan Sandpaper,
owner of Standy's Hardware Store, who's getting married this afternoon. The hardware store will close early today, so if you broke something valuable and need glue or some other strong adhesive to put it back together, better get over there fast. That's the news, the oddly specific news.
Ooh, I got it. I know what we should do.
Go to the hardware store and get glue? Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Come on, Bob.
I'll make sure the pieces stay safe and the sharks get wrestled. Next?
Oh, I'm next. Oh, sorry, I'm old.
It's Granny May. I wonder if she's up to something.
I'd like to return a power drill I bought yesterday.
Ma'am, are you sure that's from this store? It doesn't look very familiar to me.
This is the one I purchased. I'm sure of it. I'm just an old woman. A sweet, kind, gentle old woman.
You know what? It was probably some kind of mistake on our end. You know what they say, the customer is always right.
Something's fishy.
Oh, thank you, dear. And now I've got to go. I have several other returns to make. Toodles!
Next, what can I get y'all?
I need a strong adhesive for a broken snowman thing that looks a lot like a penguin.
Well, I got just the thing. Strong enough to put together the most broken penguin-looking snowman thing. It's from our new line of oddly specific adhesives.
Thanks! Hey, is this the drill that sweet old woman just returned?
It sure is. Between you and me, I think she was a little confused. But she's just a cute little old lady, not like she's some evil supervillain, so I let it go. Shh. Let it go, Stan Sandpaper.
Bob, I think I know what Granny May did. She bought a drill, then returned a fake one so she could keep the drill and get the money back. That means she didn't pay any money for the drill. That's right. She did say she had other returns to make. More like other crimes to commit. Word! Huh? That's right, the figurines. Okay, we'll fly home, give TJ the glue, then go find Granny May and be home in time for dinner. Word up!
Moments later.
TJ, I got the glue!
Word Girl! In my house?
Word Girl? What do you... Oh, whoops. I'm still dressed as... I'm always dressed as Word Girl because that's who I am.
What are you doing here?
Your sister, Becky, is her name, I think? She asked me to come here to give you this adhesive that she bought.
Adhesive? What does that mean, Word Girl?
I'm giving you a chance to define a word. I know you love that.
Oh, thanks. An adhesive is something sticky that you can use to put two things together. Like glue, for instance. You need an adhesive because you and your amazing sister Becky broke your mom's precious figurine. So, here.
Ooh, thanks. And where is my amazing sister Becky? I need her help putting this thing back together.
Becky? You know, TJ, just this once I'll help you fix this figurine myself.
Really? Wow! Word Girl and TJ Boxford on a mission against time.
Making me nervous here.
Will they succeed? Who knows? After all, the odds are against them.
Not helping.
But together, they might just do it.
Done.
Great, let me see.
Whoa.
Hey, Word Girl, where'd you go?
Where'd I go? Where'd you go?
I hear you, but I can't see you. Are you invisible?
Oh, look at the mirror, TJ. We must have gotten some of the glue on us. We're stuck together.
Cool. I mean, darn. So inconvenient, right?
That is right. I have to go find Granny May before she continues her crime spree. What do we do, Hucky? I can't take off my costume, or he'll find out I'm...
You know I can hear you, right? I'm like 3 inches from your face.
Oh, yeah. Close your ears for a second.
Sure.
In my regular clothes, TJ will recognize me as you-know-who. Well, don't say it out loud. Ooh, good idea. Okay, you can stop.
The Adventures of Word Girl and TJ. Pow!
Give me your shirt so we can get unstuck.
No, Word Girl, I can't because my mom is going to be home soon, and if she thinks I broke her figurine and lost a shirt, she'll be really mad.
But can't you just...
Yeah, so I don't think that's going to work, so we'll have to figure out something else that involves us staying stuck together for a while.
We'll have to figure this out after I stop Granny May.
You mean after we stop Granny May. TJ style, word up! Oh, man! Word Girl coming to my house! Getting stuck to Word Girl! Flying on Word Girl! This is the greatest day of my life! We should get another monkey and glue him to Captain Huggy Face, and then we'll all match. Wouldn't that be cool? Okay, not cool.
Why don't we stop chatting and just keep an eye out for an old lady going into a store?
Oh, you mean like Granny May going into that radio store?
Granny May!
I found her! I helped!
Beginner's luck.
So you want a refund for the radio you bought here, which you're saying is this.
Exactly, my dear. It works just fine.
Everybody, please be nice to old people. Boop. See?
I'm gonna give you a refund because I'm closing early and I don't have time to work this out right now. I'm actually getting married this afternoon.
Oh, yes. To that precious Stan Sandpaper. I wish you the best. You've both been so kind to this old woman. Toodles.
Not so fast!
Word Girl! And TJ Girl. I mean boy.
Shh. I know exactly what you're up to, Granny May, and it ends here.
Whatever do you mean?
You're buying items, then pretending to return those items to get your money back. But you're not returning the real items. You're just returning junk.
Hey!
Will you stop moving so much? She's gotta get away!
Smell too much perfume.
Oh, I guess you're a little tied up right now. See you later, Word Girl! Woo-hoo!
Wait! Hey! Oh. Great! She's probably halfway home by now. Home by now! Oh no, come on! I know it seems like this would have a funny story behind it, Mom, Mrs. Botsford. But it's actually pretty boring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can't hide it anymore.
Anymore? We just started.
Becky and I were arguing, and I dove for the remote and broke your favorite figurine, and Becky went to the store, and Word Girl brought me this adhesive, which means glue, by the way.
I know what it means.
And we spilled the glue, and this happened. Just don't be mad at Word Girl or Becky, because this whole thing is my fault. I even let Granny May get away.
TJ, I understand. Well, everything except for that last part. and I'm glad you told the truth.
That was really nice of you, TJ.
But you didn't have to go to all that trouble. I can get another figurine. In fact, I bought one just like it to give Stan sandpaper as a wedding gift. See, not so precious after all.
And what does precious mean again?
Precious means very important and valuable, something special that you love. TJ, you thought this figurine was precious to your mom, but apparently there are many others just like it, and this whole thing could have been avoided.
That's exactly right. It's the exact same penguin snowman we have.
Oh, a penguin snowman!
Maybe I'm looking at this situation the wrong way. After all, two heads are better than one, right?
You bet.
TJ, let's go stop Granny May together.
I thought you'd never ask.
Okay, great. I have no idea what's happening, but I'm being supportive.
Well, I don't think that's the car we sold you.
I have a bill of sale right here. Are you going to cheat an old lady?
I think you mean, is an old lady gonna cheat you?
What's that? Wait a minute. Where's Word Girl?
Oh, I think she went that way.
Stop it! What's going on?
She's right behind you. Oh, did I say right behind you? I meant right behind me.
Job, TJ.
Hey, can I keep this car?
That depends. Does your garage have any high-powered glue remover?
Of course we do. Our mechanics accidentally glue things together all the time. See? And so it all works out. And Word Girl is once again able to get out of a sticky situation. Get it? Sticky? Like an adhesive? Man, this is a fun job. Help me keep it by joining us next time for another amazing, incredible, perfectly precious episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is scamper. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Emily, go ahead.
Scamper means to run or move quickly or lightly, like in that last clip where Dr. Two Brain's mice are scampering away, carrying him on a wheel of cheese.
Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl Super Duper Supercharged Super Ball. Ah! Okay, that's it for today's... As I was saying, that's... Whoa! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Today's words are volunteer and habitat.
Ah, it's another safe and pleasant day in...
Ah, a spider!
Hello again, my darling two-eyed, two-legged Homo sapiens. That means people. I see you've all been taking good care of Shaggy the tarantula. Did you know that Shaggy here is older than most of you? And with the proper care, he can live to be up to 20 years old. Unfortunately, this is Shaggy's last weekend with your class. On Monday, I take him back to the tarantula farm where he's free to roam around in his natural habitat.
I know I won't miss that creepy crawly thing. Ugh.
Why? What's not to like about him?
Well, he's a spider. So...
Oh, I forgot. You're afraid of cute little creatures that are 500 times smaller than you.
And the lucky student who gets to take the spider home for its last weekend is... Becky Botsford.
turn. Please, please, please.
Sure, Becky. I'd love to. I volunteered to take Shaggy home so Becky does not have to.
That's a great idea, Violet, because I'm not sure I'd be able to do a good job. I'm too busy.
I'm sorry, Becky. Violet can't volunteer for you. Observing the spider over the weekend is a part of a class assignment, and everyone else has had a turn, so there's no getting out of it.
Wee.
The assignment is to observe Shaggy the tarantula over the weekend and complete 3 drawings of him in his habitat.
Gross.
There's nothing to be scared of, Becky. Just think of him like a shaggy little dog with 4 extra legs. Well, goodbye.
Later.
How am I supposed to fight crime and take care of a scary tarantula? He's probably planning his escape from that habitat as we speak. Sounds like trouble. I guess Shaggy's coming with us, Bob. How about you carry him first? No backsies! Word up!
Meanwhile, at a farm near the outskirts of town, Dr. Two Brains and his henchmen are up to...
A little to the right. No, not that right, your other right.
Well, I'm sure they're up to something evil.
Okay, stop. Now squeeze!
Ahem. What are you doing to that cow?
Isn't it obvious?
Not so obvious.
I'm using my cheese ray to turn its milk into delicious, scrumptious, gooey, runny, stretchy nacho cheese. Ooh, how is it?
Mmm, delicious.
Ooh, give me one. Mmm, tasty. Oh, these are gonna be big. We're gonna make a lot of money off of these. Want one? What, are you scared of cows or something?
No. I'm fine. Can we get back to the whole me stopping your diabolical plan thing?
Fine, if you insist.
Yeah! Ah! Oh, no!
What I think it is.
God, giant tarantula? Yes!
Ooh, and you're just carrying it around?
I didn't have a choice!
I'm gonna get you! Oh, man, I can't even look at it.
Hey, Charlie's got a really big foot. He can step on it.
No, don't step on it!
I think it bit me. It bit me. I think it bit me.
Was it crawling on me? I feel like it was crawling on me. Thanks, Captain Huggy Face.
Well, what do you say we pick this up later?
Yeah, let's reschedule. I need to go home and take a shower.
Later that weekend, after several showers and 2 hours of Zen meditation, Becky realizes that fighting crime, spider sitting a giant tarantula, and completing her class assignment all at the same time is actually just as difficult as it sounds. And also that her brother TJ has probably never cleaned his room.
Whoa, TJ. Your habitat is almost as scary as Shaggy.
Thank you. I'm glad you like my habitat. I don't know what the word habitat means.
Oh, a habitat is the place where an animal normally lives. Shaggy's natural habitat is the desert. Well, for now, it's this travel container. And your habitat is here. A pig pen, which is also a pig's habitat.
If you think my room is so gross, why don't you go back to your own habitat?
Because if Shaggy escapes in my room, I'll never be able to go in there again. Can I please do my tarantula assignment in here?
Oh, so you're still scared of spiders?
I wouldn't say scared. They just make me uncomfortable.
Well, you shouldn't be creeped out by them. Spiders are our friends.
I find that hard to believe.
It's true. They're an important part of our natural habitat.
Really?
Think about it. A tarantula will go after insects, and some can even take down a mouse. But humans aren't their enemies.
Take down a mouse? That gives me an idea. And just in time. Thanks for all the info, TJ, but I forgot that I volunteered to help at the farmer's market. Gotta go.
Meanwhile, at the local farmer's market, Dr. Two Brain's evil nacho cheese scheme is well underway.
Nachos, get your delicious nachos here. We made it with a ray, then we zapped at a cow.
Word girl, I knew you'd show up sooner or later. Might I interest you in some delicious nachos?
This isn't your usual bad guy stuff. What's the deal?
Hey, these ray guns don't pay for themselves. And nachos are a very hot snack item right now. Sure you don't want one?
All right, this has gone on long enough, Two Brains. That cow didn't volunteer to help you do this. You can't just steal helpless animals from their habitats and use them in your evil plans. Unhand that cow!
I'm sorry, miss, but you're disturbing the paying customers. I'm going to have to ask that you leave.
Whoa!
Hey, that's my cow!
Not anymore! Now, Huggy!
Ah, what's that thing doing here?
Meet my new sidekick, Shaggy. Right, new assistant sidekick.
I just remembered that Charlie and I volunteered to help my friend move today.
What do you mean you volunteered?
The word volunteer means to offer your help to someone who needs it.
Oh, you mean the way my henchmen volunteer to do my laundry every week.
No, you force us to do that.
I always volunteer to help the citizens of the city by putting an end to your cheesy plans.
Oh, so you volunteer to fight crime? Huh, I always thought the city had you on salary. Go figure. Anyway, that's very nice of you guys to help out a friend, but what about me? We've been planning this nacho cheese thing for ages.
Sorry, boss, but you know how it is. I have a truck.
You have a truck?
Ahem.
Oh, make it stop. Make it go away. Don't come any closer. Ah!
It's not even doing anything.
It looks like Dr. Two Brains is stuck between a rock and a huge hairy eight-legged spider.
Okay, you win. Call it off. I surrender. Just take it away. Oh, please.
Okay. Here you go. Habitat. Woo! I used to be scared too, but the more you know about them, the less scary they get. Yeah. High five, Shaggy. High eight?
As Becky's time with Shaggy draws to an end, they prepare to give their tear-filled goodbyes.
Ooh.
I'm gonna miss you, Shaggy, old buddy, old pal. We sure have been through a lot.
Wow, Becky. You and Shaggy really hit it off.
Excellent. Another friend has been caught in Shaggy's web of wonder and affection.
Well, I never thought I'd say this, but I love that tarantula. Well, maybe not love, but I can touch him.
Maybe you'll have your own pet tarantula one day?
Yeah, no. But who knows? If he ever comes back to visit, I might even volunteer to watch him. You never know when a giant tarantula might come in handy.
And so once again, Word Girl and her new eight-legged friend have saved the day by volunteering their crime-fighting services to a city in need and returning a stolen cow to its natural habitat. Yes, everything is back to normal for now. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Word Girls!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Emily, you correctly defined the word scamper. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yes, sir.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for scamper. Molly!
Number one, in that picture, the learner is scampering toward a mansion, running lightly and quickly so he doesn't get caught.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy! 200 more official Word Girl Super Duper Supercharged Super Balls? That's our show! See you next time on...
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!